Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Vic Power. Batting second, the third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third, the left fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting fourth, the catcher, Hal Smith. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Rance Pless. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Pisani. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Gorman. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Tom Gorman. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting second, the right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third, the center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless hits a line drive towards third. Hatfield catches it and throws to first to double up Groth. Two outs. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Skeezes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Groth. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gorman. Aparicio scores. Pierce moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pierce moves to third. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ranz Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless is 0 for 1 in the game. Pless hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pless. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pisani hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk now playing center field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gorman hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Pierce, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skeezes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Skeezes reaches second base with a double. Lopez moves to third. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lopez scores. Skeezes moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields the ball and throws to first. Dropo drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Dropo. Skeezes scores. Smith goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 3-1, Athletics. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pless hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Pless reaches third base with a triple. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Dobie strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Minoso moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Lawler moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorman strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a line drive towards third. Lopez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Skiza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Skeezes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pless strikes out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Walt Dropo. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Gorman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Northey pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.